These days, it's a bit unpopular for someone like me to be talking about obedience to God's word. It's not something most of us want to hear. Oh, come on, Bernie, teach me about grace. Tell me about God's blessings. I want to know more about God's love. That's the stuff people want to hear about. And sure, they're all really good things. I mean, really good things. But what about these particular verses of Scripture? John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, for the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. No, obedience to God's word is not a particularly popular concept these days. But the whole point of obeying God is that the only things he tells us not to do are the things that are going to bring harm to us and the people around us. So, paradoxically, obedience brings freedom. Obedience sets us free from the consequences of our sin, and sin always has consequences, right? Okay, that's great. But what about when the going gets tough? What about when other people are doing the wrong thing and we're hurting? What about obedience to God's word in that place when the degree of difficulty gets ratcheted up to about a 9.9? Psalm 119, verses 20 to 24. My soul is consumed with longing for your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me their scorn and their contempt, for I have kept your decrees. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. That's amazing, because the man writing this psalm, the man speaking to God here, is under a lot of pressure, but he's taken a stand. He's made a decision that he will long for God's will, God's word, God's ways. When? Just in the good times? No. At all times. Even when evil people are heaping scorn and contempt on him. Even when princes are plotting against him. That's a tough decision, but it's the right one. Many centuries later, the Apostle Paul put it this way, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. The time when God's word is most important, when God's wisdom is most important, when God's ways are most important, is when the going gets tough. Right in that moment when we want to give up honoring God by living his way, right in that instant, that's when obedience to God's word is most important. Because in that moment, the enemy wants to snatch your inheritance away from you. But don't give up, because there's a harvest coming. When? Well, at harvest time, of course. That's God's word, fresh for you today.